Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the fourth day of the second test between India and England. We join the action today with England in bat. They've got 7 wickets remaining as they chase an almost impossible 482, or they attempt to bat out the final 2 days for a draw.
Okay, we've got a slip and a gully and the sort of short square leg as he bowls now, and it goes down the leg side, clips his thigh pad. There's half an ask from Rishabh Pant, whose footwork is superb there, taking the ball down the leg side. He really looked on it, and he's had a couple of good games, has Rishabh Pant. He's a devastating cricketer when he's on. He took 2 fine catches. He smashes it when he bats. He's the sort of cricketer who takes the game away from an opposition, so much valued in Indian ranks. Gosh, they've got a few of those. A reminder that the score's 53-3, an awful lot for England to do. It's a question of batting time, but also retaining your own game. Siraj again, and that's right on the money. Dead straight, nipping back a touch, and Root gets back and into line. And plays it gun barrel straight to mid-on. We saw the full face of his bat there, and then Ashwin goes to work on the ball, shining one side of it on the side of his trousers in time-honoured fashion. And then we get a picture of Virat Kohli, who really was back at his most animated and aggressive yesterday. He's a formidable opponent, and seemingly all the more formidable in his own land, as Siraj runs in and bowls, and he bangs it to the surface. Root pulls it quite nicely, swivel pull, and it goes out to Vishant Sharma at long leg, and he gets a single, which will bring Lawrence on to strike. Experiment a bit with the pace of the spinners. Here's Akshar again. Jeepers, that ball, I tell you, that's pitched middle and leg and been taken at chest height outside off stump by Rishabh Pant. It's beaten Root by a long way. I mean, Ashiki's missed that by a foot, I guess.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. It does look quite flighted, but just looking at the speed gun, I mean, that's 95 k's an hour. So that's quite quick if you think Leach was bowling at low 80s.
Yeah. And Root goes to sweep, but he can't fetch it. It was wide of off stump, and that's a good line and length to hit the ball from, but it spun and bounced.
If he gets out playing that shot, you've got to be disappointed.
Well, he got out first innings like that as well, didn't he, mate?
Yeah, but he's bought himself a lot of runs in the subcontinent with it.
No, I understand.
Single here for Root as he goes back and works it. Legs died. Yes, sorry, Matt.
I understand the argument, but look at Kohli. Kohli gets a hell of a lot of runs playing a booming drive through cover. But he played that in the first innings and got out. And he put it away in the second innings because it's not the right surface and all the right bowler to play it against. And that you know, we're talking about top, top quality batsmen here. I'd be disappointed if Joe Root plays a sweet hard sweep against the left arm spinner on this pitch and gets out again. That for me, that would be disappointing.
Fine against the off spin. It's a low risk shot, isn't it? Against the lower risk shot against the off spin.
Well, I don't know about that. I think we can have that discussion. I think it's a very interesting discussion. I think the problem with that is gloving the ball. And I think that's why Root didn't use it much against Ashwin in the first test. He was very selective about the sweep because of the extra bounce. Anyway, here's Mohammad Siraj. It's 61 for three if you're just turning on. No alarms yet for England, though the ball's beaten the bat, oh, I should think, five or six times.
But the thing is, to question Joe Root, I totally agree, it's something to debate. But I think, what's the average in Asia? Something like 70 with about a late 60s. So he's a ridiculous player, there's no doubt about it. So I think I'll keep my mouth shut on questioning Joe Root against spin. I'll leave that to Matt.
The local boy is into the attack. A couple of overs of Siraj, and Ravi Chandran Ashwin is going to bowl his off spin. England 66 for 3. 25 overs of the innings have been bowled. And Ashwin is going to come in with three around the bat and then a close mid-wicket as well, who's probably only 11 metres from the bat. Lawrence it is, 26 not out. He's using his feet. Ashwin's finally down the leg side, and Lawrence will be stumped by about half a yard. It's a brilliant piece of work by Rishabh Pant. Ashwin has seen him coming and has fired it down the leg side. Lawrence tried to get his foot out almost starfish-like to kick it away because he realised he was in trouble early doors. And Pant has done brilliantly well to gather the ball in, get it back to the stumps. Lawrence goes for 26, England 66 for 4.
Well, we've been absolutely privileged to watch some incredible wicket-keeping, and I must say, this is probably as good as it gets, or as good as we've seen. Dan Lawrence down the pitch, he nutmegs him, it goes through his legs, spins through his legs. Ashwin sees him coming, fires it down fast, quick, spins through Lawrence's legs as he tries to work it to mid-wicket. Rishabh Pant, the wicket-keeper, he would have been unsighted for most of that. Picks the ball up cleanly, whips the bails off. What an outstanding bit of work. Lawrence goes, England 66 for 4 now here on TalkSport 2.
Stokes stands bat aloft and waits, and that one's a straighter ball, and he plays it straight back to Sharma rather than into the covers. So that is, if you like, the most introverted you'll ever see Ben Stokes, I think. He often plays the sort of wall roll when he first gets to the wicket, but these are balls he couldn't resist on a different surface.
Yeah, and it'll be very hard for him to keep resisting it throughout the day as player. Let's be honest about it, because it's like anything. You get some confidence, you get in. You want to have bat on ball, don't you? You want to start scoring runs. But remember the conversation we had yesterday, is but if England batted all the remaining overs with the run rate, would they get the runs? But as it's kind of saying, what was it, just over two and over, the scoring at now? England, and I think it's going to get harder for them to score on this pitch. It'd be very difficult.
You made the point, if they got batted 194 overs, you still didn't think they'd get to 482. I thought they might at 2.5 and over. But at the moment, it's really difficult out there anyway, and it's 89 for 4. So they've got it beneath the 400 mark. Root has 21 from 55 balls. Stokes 8 from 46 balls. Dan Lawrence, the man out this morning, as Root has a look around the field. Quite an aggressive field with a slipper leg, slipper short leg, and then a short square leg for that one. He turns off the hip. Ashwin comes round the wicket to Root, and because there's a short square leg, there's no mid-wicket field saving one, and he gets an easy single to deep mid-wicket.
Do you think the game plan today, Mark, as well, what one thing I would have probably said if I was coach today was, let's take him to the fifth day. No matter what happens in this game, let's just keep India out there. Let's take it to the fifth day. Even if we lose this game, it's a long series.
Yeah, here's Ashwin again. That's short, and Stokes goes back to drive, but it hits the heels of the jumping silly point fielder, and he's okay. I think you're right. I think there's two things, aren't there? One, we'll show him we're no pushover. And two, the longer we spend out here, the better we get against spin and the better understanding we get of the opposition. Stokes is back, thinks about driving, but doesn't really go hard at the shot, drops it back down, and it hits a different part of the body of that fielder in at Silly Point. I'm trying to work out who it is. At first I thought it was Kuldeep Yadav, but I don't think it is. 90 for 4 the score as Ashwin bowls again to Stokes. And again, he blocks a very full ball. This is plenty of opportunities to score, and he's resisting them. Field is up too. He could drive over the top if he chose to. That's short and it hits his thigh pad because he misses the chance to knock it to square leg. This is a very becalmed Ben Stokes. Lots of calls from the fielders around the bat. Come on, Ashwin. And is that out or not? Is that out? It is out. Yes, given out by Virender Sharma. Stokesy does not think he's hit that ball, does he? Or is he walking off because he's walking off because he has hit it? That'll make him even more cross. It loops up to silly point. And now he'll be thinking to himself, why didn't I attack the balls that were there for attacking?
He's been so watchful, hasn't he, Ben Stokes? And we know as an individual what type of player he is. He gets so frustrated when he gets caught around the bat pad area or in that gully slip area. He wants to attack. It's not his natural game to go out there and defend. But there's a determination about England to try and take India into the fifth day. But when you've got the quality of R. Ashwin bowling at you, it's very, very difficult to just keep blocking and blocking and blocking, because he'll keep putting the ball in the right areas, as he's done most of the morning. He gets his rewards. Ben Stokes falls for 8 off 51 deliveries, 90 for 5 England, here on TalkSport 2 and TalkSport.
5 down now. It's a shame. I really feel that's a waste of a... He really was blocking balls that can be attacked. Anyway, here's Ishant Sharma coming in now to Joe Root. Ollie Pope's at the non-strikers. Andy Yorker, good one. Root jams his bat down on it. Yeah, Ollie Pope, exciting young player. What a task for him.
Yeah, when he came to the crease in the first innings, he was really busy, didn't he? He changed the tempo, and his partnership with Ben Folks was quality. They both had their game plans from ball one. It'll be interesting again now, seeing how Ben Stokes and Joe Root have played this morning, what Ollie Pope does, as I said, because in the first innings, he came in and he looked to be positive from ball one.
So a couple of early wickets have already fallen for England. Feels like it is a matter of how long England can bat for today before what feels like an inevitable defeat. A reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider that you use. Plus, make sure you're watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. We'll rejoin the action very shortly with England on 91 for 5. This is Following on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the fourth day of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action with England on 91 for 5. It's Joe Root and Ollie Pope at the crease.
Ashwin to start the new over around the wicket to the right-handed Root. 3 close catches in place. England 91 for 5. That theoretical 482 looping around them. Joe Root immediately goes down on one knee and plays the reverse through backward point. What a glorious shot that is. And it'll go away for 4. Root will go to 26 as England go to 95 for 5.
Well, that was well played from Joe Root. Coming round the wicket, Ashwin. On the cut bit, on the pretty straight. But technique from Joe Root to reverse sweep. Kept his head still. His bat coming high to low. And he's got middle of the bat and run away for 4 runs. Great technique, that. Great technique from Joe Root.
9th 4 of the innings for England.
Bats, you obviously know Ollie Pope very well. Sorry, man. Watching him in South Africa, he just looked like a superstar in the making. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And again, watching him, how he's operated, obviously had that bad injury, come back from that. Just the way he's gone about it here, you know, under pressure, team under pressure. There was one area I saw him, I can't remember where. England had been in the field for a long time. He stood at cover, no need to do it, but threw himself, big diving stop, one-handed. It's little things like that that you show a true character comes out. What is he like as a character? Is he a superstar in the making that we all believe he is to be?
Yes, absolutely. The biggest compliment you can pay a young fellow like Ollie is that he's almost like a root. You know, he goes into a net and he's got something he's working on. He's striving to be the best. He's striving to get the most out of himself. He's striving to actually go, well, this guy's trying to do this. I'm going to counteract it. I'm going to score and make it difficult for him. I'm going to have options.
Well, he's facing Akshar Patel. Left arm around, and he's turning to the leg side, gets a leading edge. Fortunately, it lands halfway down the pitch and not in the bowler's hands. It remains 110 for five.
But for a young man to look at it that way, he came into a net as a 16, 17-year-old, and he started reverse lapping the...
Akshar goes in. It's a shortish ball off the back foot. Pope is pushing into the offside, no run.
Reverse lapping sort of Stuart Meeker and Chris Tremlett, because he knew there was a gap in our white ball team that he could get in batting at 5 and 6. And he did. You picked him straight away on that net.
Pope turns this off the inside portion of the bat down to short fine leg, no run.
He went in, had two or three games, and you're like, right, we've got to get him in the red ball team. He's got to play. He's just one of those kids where he does things and he's always trying to get ahead of the game.
Akshar Patel looking for his third wicket. The innings has beaten Ollie Pope on the outside edge. And Ollie Pope was grasping at that one a little bit. Rishabh Pant didn't take it cleanly behind the stumps. And Akshar Patel at the moment, he's got the ball doing exactly what he wants. Ollie Pope's bat has sort of gone from slip to mid-wicket-ish. He's gone a little bit across. But to be honest, that's beaten him all then. So it's a beautiful delivery. This one, he swept it to the leg side. Is it out to mid-wicket? It is! And Ishant Sharma takes the catch, and Ollie Pope's innings is over, and England are 110 for six, and Ollie Pope walks off shaking his head. He can't believe he's done that. He's made 12 from 20 deliveries, but the 20th one he tried to hit into the leg side just gets underneath it, and it loops out to Ishant Sharma, who takes the catch. Maybe Pope's actually hit that too well and he's just looking to knock it into the leg side. Ishant is out there stationed two-thirds of the way back to the rope, and Akshar Patel strikes and he has his third wicket of the innings, and that is six down for England, 110 for six.
Well, that's what Matty had been talking about, the danger of sweeping Akshar Patel with him being tall, left-arm spinner, turning it away from Ollie Pope. This one just bounces and leaves him as he gets on the sweep shot, not quite as precise as he wanted, top edge. And because he was trying to hit it quite firmly, it carries out to that sort of floating deep square leg. Disappointing from a promising start, but a disappointing end. And I think I should stop talking about Ollie Pope.
I was about to say, we've done a job on him there, haven't we? Ollie Pope looks so good. Tell us about him, bats. Top edge. Disappointing finish. And again, yeah, as we've mentioned, trying to sweep Akshar Patel, I think for me it's a tough shot. I understand you want to have positive intent. Just think it's a really tough option.
Three men close in on the offside as Akshar Patel continues, and there's a big appeal for leg before wicket here. Skidded on, heading towards leg stump, I initially thought. And Virat Kohli is now remonstrating in the direction of the umpire, but I'm hoping it's with the bowler, because the bowler is standing close to the umpire, and Kohli was saying, was it going down? Was it going down? Was that leg side? Well, I thought it was, Captain. And Akshar Patel, I think, has just turned his back and said, okay, fine, we're not reviewing it, fine. Here is Patel once again, and that one beats the outside edge again. Joe Root pushing at that one. It kept low, that's what undid Joe Root, but it was certainly heading towards leg stump, if not down the leg side. In fact, Akshar Patel did signal that to his captain. Another one turns and bounces. Root plays nicely inside the line of it and allows it into the gloves of Rishabh Pant.
Right, it's been poetry in motion from Akshar Patel today. Just a very economical action, just literally, it's almost like he's on a dartboard, just bang, throwing the ball into an area over and over again. The odd one misses the rough and challenges the inside edge, and the rest are spitting on the outside edge and bouncing. He's bowled absolutely stunningly in this game so far. Perfect bowler for these conditions.
Root on strike, Akshar Patel in again and pushed out towards Silly Point. You remember a couple of days ago when Jared Kimber called Akshar Patel a sugar-free Ravi Jadeja? or a low-calorie Ravi Jadeja. Forward comes Root, pushing it defensively out towards Silly Point. He's looking... You'd take this version on this pitch any day.
Were the words not a rubbish Jadeja or something like that? It was budget. Very, very budget.
I was going to say, it was less respectful, wasn't it?
Here is Akshar Patel on a sweet shot from Joe Root. The ball fizzes and bounces over the top edge. Nicely taken by Rishabh Pant. I have to say that Akshar Patel's looked as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than R. Ashwin. He looks like taking a wicket with virtually every ball.
There is no problem with saying you are not as good as one of the best players in the world.
Kimber, I've watched you play cricket, and I'm astonished by the level of disrespect you give international cricketers. You are one of the most awful cricketers I've ever seen in my life.
Didn't I outscore you in the only game we played together?
Oh, man. Turn it up.
Me and Bats put back on a great partnership.
Back in your box, Kimber.
We had to protect you guys after you failed early on.
Yeah. TalkSport media match. We did win, didn't we?
The original data man, old Kimber.
England 116 for 6. They've lost 3 wickets in the morning session. Kuldeep Yadav, the left arm wrist spinner, is back into the attack, and it's pushed out towards square leg and fielded without any issue. Ben Fikes on 2. Joe Root on 33. And the men out in the morning session for England resumed on 53 for 3. I'll give you just a moment after this delivery. It's a short leg, a leg slip, and a forward short leg and an orthodox slip. Folks again forward playing defensively, and there's no run. First to go this morning was Dan Lawrence, who took a step and a half down the pitch to R. Ashwin. Missed it, ball bent between his legs, and he was stumped by Rishabh Pant for 26. Folks on strike again as plays a sweep shot to a full ball, and it's caught at mid-wicket, and Folks has gone too full for the sweep. He couldn't get down on one knee. In the end, he just scooped it out towards mid-wicket, straight to the fielder. I think it was Mohammad Siraj who has made up for his error in the previous over when he dropped one. That is majorly disappointing for Ben Fokes, but credit to the bowler because he did get some dip and drift on that. And in fact, it's caught by Akshar Patel at mid-wicket, and Kuldeep Yadav has his first wicket of the Test match, and England 116 for 7.
The main ball bowled by Yadav is the one that leaves Moeen Ali, as that one does, and he leaves it alone in turn outside off stump, whereas the ball that is bowled to Rishabh Pant by Jack Leach comes into him. That is, if you like, levelled up a bit by the fact that it's pitching in the rough, wide of off stump. So it's interesting how many little subtleties there are to batting. And Moeen Ali cuts, short ball, fine shot, 4. Simple. Punished, and the end of a good over for England, 126 for 8.
And the thing with wrist spinners, if they're not at the real eye elite level like a Shane Warne, the thing is they're going to give you balls to it, aren't they, bats? But if you take that risk and you come down and you don't quite get to the pitch, they're more likely to get bigger turn, more turn, and more likely to go past the outside edge of Moeen Ali and get stumped. But also, you're going to get more bad deliveries.
Yeah, and that's the whole cat and mouse part of the game. Moeen Ali running down and taking that calculated risk to hit him back over his head, and 2 balls later he gets that short and wide one that is an easier and more percentage risk shot in his favour, and a beautiful shot, cut shot in front of square, showing the slowness of the pitch now for 4. Beautiful batting from Moeen Ali.
It'll be Akshar Patel to continue to Ollie Stone, and he goes to sweep, and they appeal, and he's given him out. I'm not surprised. Ollie Stone is going to review it. I fear this will be hitting the top of the stumps.
Review for leg before.
I think
delivery.
It just held its line, and I think it's hit him in front. It's a tight one.
It's a tight one, Mark. I think the only thing is the height. But again, pretty straight.
Keep rolling.
Ooh, it hits him on the groin area of his right, his back leg. Is it missing off stump back?
Stand by.
Feel like it just straightened as opposed to spun a lot past the line. I feel like it's cannoning into the stumps.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you. Middle and off, about two-thirds of the three-quarters of the way up. That's my guess. Let's have a listen.
Ultra is coming, boys. rolling, keep rolling. There's a gap. Keep rolling. Finish up to bat. No bat involved. Ball tracking, please, when you're ready. Pitching outside. Impact umpire's call. Hitting wickets. Go to the on-field umpire. Virender, you are on the screen.
Confirmation that umpire Virender Sharma has got it right. Akshar Patel has another wicket, his fifth. A five-wicket haul on debut for India in Chennai. What a special moment for a young man who looks like a terrific cricketer.
Absolutely well deserved. He's bowled beautifully the whole game. And he's been a real handful for these English batsmen in the second innings. With his pace in which he's bowled it, the bounce, the amount of turn he's got. And that one, as Bats just mentioned, it went straight on with the arm, didn't really turn.
So another wicket falls for England as Ollie Stones goes. England now with Joe Root and Moeen Ali at the crease. A reminder that the following on podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider that you use. Plus, make sure you're watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. We'll rejoin the action very shortly. This is Following on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the fourth day of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action with England quickly running out of wickets, although Joe Root does remain and he's joined by Moeen Ali.
Akshar Patel, the ball to Joe Root. And he plays forward and plays and misses. Lovely, lovely left arm spin.
That's a good point on Cumbley, because I think he set the benchmark, and I think the pace he bowled and how difficult he was in Indian conditions as the benchmark for the rest of the spinners coming through and the pace they've tried to bowl at. You look at Abhijan, you know what I mean? You look at Ashwin.
Yeah, no, it is a good point. England had one as there's a little false moment there. The bowler got into his delivery stride and pulled out. England had, years ago, had Derek Underwood, who could do that, but not many others. Oh my goodness me, that's an enormous spinner. Oh, and it's out. It's an incredible bit of bowling. Joe Root has played forward to a truly unplayable delivery, and he's done well even to edge it. It's kind of hit his bat really and flown to slip, and the end of a brave rear guard from Root, it comes on the back of as unplayable a ball as I've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, beautiful piece of bowling again here from Axar. It's as much about the line bowling, where he's bowling it into middle stump, so he's committing Joe Root to the shot. Has to play at it, pushes forward, does everything right, and hits the top hand, his left hand of the bat, and then spoons up to slip. It's an unplayable ball, bursts through the surface. That's what we meant by the little bit of luck. I mean, that's, you can't do anything about that.
No, funny enough, that was very Derek Underwood-like. On the wet pitches, he used to get it to slam into people's gloves like that. I really feel for Joe Root, being a difficult game from first to last, but his good form continued in this innings, even though he was beaten so often. There were good things about his batting, and it's tough out there now. England at 8 down for 116 runs.
It is. He can't do anything about that. That's what we're talking about, the pace in which Axar Patel bowls it. He bowls it into the pitch. It's dusted in the pitch. It's turned. It's bounced. Joe Root, unfortunately for him, is good enough to actually get something on it. And it just catches his glove, doesn't it, on the way through. Unplayable delivery. And if the pitches carry on like this throughout the rest of the series, it will be interesting. And the toss of the coin will become an important factor. It already is, but it'll become the ultimate factor. And the difference in the two spin departments, I think, has been evident, especially in this test match, in helpful conditions.
I think it's also shown that the game is played on the front foot now. And if you get into a leading position...
He won't beat him outside the off stump. Ollie Stone, I haven't had time to tell you that Ollie Stone has taken guard, and he gets a ball that doesn't actually spin. It just misses off stump. He was beaten by the line as much as anything. And beaten by the spin this time. I think this will be a difficult journey for Ollie Stone. They keep replaying the television, the wicket of Joe Root. And I think everybody sort of understands, even the Indian players didn't get overexcited, as if to say, well, I don't know how you play that. That's a nice shot by Ollie Stone off the back foot, trying to drive through the covers, but it's picked up by the extra cover fielder. There's no run, not much of a batting career to speak of, averaging 6.5. Best score in Test match cricket of 19. Well, he's only his second test. Here's Akshar Patel, and that doesn't spin at all, and he plays it straight to mid-on, and right out of the middle of the bat, and probably wonders what all the fuss is about. End of a good over from Akshar, that got rid of the England captain. 116 for 8's the score. England miles behind and tumbling to defeat. Moeen Ali facing Kuldeep Yadav. And that's a big spinning delivery way outside off stump that Moeen thinks about cutting and then pulls out of. It's actually a good, very good take from Rishabh Pant, who's had a good time behind the stumps in the main. Here he comes again and beats Moeen Ali with another good bouncy spinner.
It's a difficult one, this, as well, for Virat Kohli, because he's got Ashwin, who's probably 1 in 10 in the match, but he's realising he's bowled a lot of overs in Australia, he's got a lot of overs to bowl in the next 2 test matches, and it's a good opportunity actually to rest him. It's good thinking, this, from Virat Kohli, and give Kuldeep some overs.
Here. In fact, Moeen Ali left that ball. It went under his gloves. Down he comes. Lovely strike by Moeen Ali. A free-flowing 6 over wide long on.
Oh, Moeen Ali, come to the party. What a beautiful, elegant shot this is. Skip down the wicket, fraction offside of the ball. A full swing, extension of the arms. It over wide long on. Wonderful shot. Moeen Ali is pleasing on the iron, strikes the ball as well as anybody in the world. What a wonderful shot. He knows where he's going to bowl it. He's got to throw it into that rough from over the wicket, Axar Patel. Moeen Ali down the wicket, skips down, full flow of the bat, like he's on the 18th fairway, just chipping it into the green, and it sails miles back.
Down he comes again, and there he goes again. Another one. Hit even better. Drilled it.
Well, he's getting into some kind of form for the one-day series that's to follow. He's putting himself in for the auction for the IPL. I think that's today, is it, or tomorrow? So he's up for a... Hopefully going to get a franchise. We're batting like this. He's got half a chance.
He's sticking a note on the fee.
Well, of course, there is something in that. He is available, too.
Spot on. He got released, didn't he, by his team?
A real reminder of Moeen Ali's talent. I was surprised he didn't play more. He was with Virat Kohli at the Royal Challengers Bangalore franchise.
Well, he's sending out a message to Virat. Listen, if you want somebody who can bowl a bit of off spin,
get me back.
And smack a few at the end, I'm available.
Well, Virat knows that. He played a couple of games last season, but he wasn't at his best. He didn't get much opportunity to shine, but he wasn't at his best. But this certainly is his best ball striking. Mid-on's going back. They're keeping the four close fielders in. Mid-on is back and mid-wicket is back. Mid-wicket's quite square. I think he can come a bit straighter. Deep backward square leg is back as well. And it looks as if... is Akshar Patel switching to bowl? No, he's staying over the wicket. Here he comes again. Down he comes again, Moeen Ali. Now, this one's higher. Higher and higher. And quite long enough. And six more. Three in a row. Breathtaking stroke play.
This is absolutely breathtaking. I mean, Moeen Ali, the ball's turning, it's bouncing. He's come over the wicket, he's balling into the rough. Just think, people, this is not easy to do what he's doing here, Moeen Ali. He's got nowhere near that one, but he's backed his eye, he's backed his technique, and he's hit it in the middle of the bat, and that's the biggest one of the three bats.
Yeah, Aksar's done what he wanted there. He's pulled his length back. He's hitting that. Well, the ball's probably bouncing up to midriff height, so he's nowhere near the ball, Moeen Ali, which generally means if you do make contact, it goes a bit further because you're nowhere near it. But wow, what skill involved from Moeen Ali. 28 off 12 in this losing cause is brilliant. A little counteracting, a few combinations at the end of this game. Brilliant from Moeen Ali.
England are all but done. 126 for 9. Miles and miles behind India. How many miles? They're 355 runs behind India. So they're about to lose the second test. We're only soon after lunch on the fourth day. But India's cricket has been exceptional. Akshar Patel now is going to bowl to Stuart Broad. Broad goes down low to sweep and hits him on the pad. There's a slip, a leg slip and a short leg. It's been a very difficult day for England batsmen as the ball has spun viciously. And even a player as high class as Joe Root has found it very difficult. He's England's top scorer, but he just got out to a truly unplayable ball from Akshar Patel. His glove and flew off to, I think, Gully. Moeen Ali's 10 not out. Stuart Broad's just arrived. And he goes back and defends, and it goes off an inside edge, out to deep backward square leg. With me are Darren Goff and Gareth Batty, two England bowlers of the past. Goffey, of course, a great character, a great personality in the game, but it's going to be a solemn dressing room when it's over, Goffey.
Well, it is indeed. They've been totally outplayed from ball one by India. It's been a magnificent performance under a little bit of pressure. Virat Kohli losing test matches as captain.
Down comes Moeen Ali, and it just nails it into the crowd. A massive six over long on with the easiest swing of the bat. What a shot from Moeen Ali. Kuldeep Yadav. Stuart Broad pulled out, or did Yadav pull out? Well, Broad, because Broad's a good striker. Or would he just try to give the strike back to Moeen Ali? 145 for 9. And Broad drives. We haven't seen any of those. Glorious stroke through extra cover. Honestly, there's been no cover driving. It's not that sort of a pitch, but Broad's played a beauty.
Well, that's a fantastic shot from Stuart Broad. And it always amazes me with Broad, you know. Much has talked about his batting. He's got such a good eye. He's such a good ball striker. And when he gets going, he can hit some long balls. And that is a proper batsman shot. Cover drive. Ball spinning away from the left-hander, from Kuldeep. Just leant into it, drove it on the floor, all the way for four. Fantastic shot. Now, 149 for 9.
Now short extra cover comes in, as well as the four round the bat. Here's Kuldeep again. He bowls and Broad has a big swing at it and misses it. It's taken by the wicketkeeper. It spun a bit and kept lower than some, but that was an all or nothing shot from Stuart Broad.
Yeah, we've seen already today it's a difficult pitch to sweep on, but it's definitely Stuart Broad's shot. Loves the sweep and he's very good at it. It won't stop him sweeping. He'll definitely keep having a go with that shot.
So Root has fallen, but Ali is having some fun and entertaining the crowd before England inevitably lose the second test in Chennai. A reminder that the following on podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider that you use. Plus, make sure you're watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. We rejoin the action very shortly. This is following on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the fourth day of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action with England on the brink of defeat. They were set an almost impossible target of 482, but Moeen Ali, well, he's having some fun as England look to go down swinging.
Kuldeep Yadav, the left arm wrist spinner, young looking fellow, does give it a good rip, comes into bowl now, broad is back and defends very solid, and then there's a weird bit of cricket because Gully fields it, backhands it to Rishabh Pant, the wicketkeeper, who wasn't expecting it, so he kicks it, attempts to flick it up into the air, doesn't manage to do it. Kohli bursts into laughter, and it's a pretty good bit of football. You just need to be on hand to volley it in the back of the net, really, but no one was. Here's Kuldeep again. Now Broad does try a more orthodox sweep, but he doesn't get anything of it. It hits him on the pad and rolls out onto the leg side. England 149 for 9. As their resistance comes to an end, it's doing so with a bit of a flourish from Moeen Ali and a nice cover-driven four by Stuart Broad. Kuldeep again tosses this right up. Broad blocks it firmly to short extra cover. What goes through Broad's head? Does he play in the next test match when Anderson and Archer are both available? All of these big questions for the England selectors going forward. Kuldeep again. Bowls now, and Broad gets an inside edge onto his defensive shot, which means he steals the strike off Moeen Ali. Will they take it? No, they won't. Broad will stay down that end. It means that Moeen Ali can have another crack at Akshar Patel.
Broad's got the best seat in the house down at the non-striker's end. For this over now from Moeen Ali against Akshar Patel. Three massive sixes the last over. Will Moeen keep going?
Well, the Masters going to come back into the attack though, I think. It looks like it's Ashwin. Fantastic bowler. He can't take his 10 in the match, but it might be a little bit harder for Moeen Ali with the ball turning away from the left-hander. So we'll have to see how he plays this one.
The wickets to fall today. Dan Lawrence, stump, pant, bowled Ashwin, 26. Joe Root caught Rahane, bowled Patel, 33. Ben Stokes caught Kohli, bowled Ashwin, 8. Olive Pope caught Sharma, Ishant Sharma, that is, bowled Patel, 12. Ben Folkes caught Patel, bowled Kuldeep Yadav, 2. Moeen Ali unbeaten with 28. Ollie Stone, LBW, Patel, no score. Stuart Broad unbeaten with 5. The wickets going the way of Akshar Patel, who has 5 for 60. Here comes R. Ashwin, bowls a dead straight ball to Moeen Ali, who defends it dead straight, and to Ashwin himself, who has 3 for 42. So a chance for him now to end up with a four-wicket haul. Moeen Ali has driven that one absolutely. Oh, no, not quite miles. It was far enough. There was a fielder running back, and it was hard to tell as the television camera focused in on the fielder. We couldn't see where the boundary was.
It's a high skill factor what he's showing here on a pitch that's unpredictable with the turn and bounce, and he's gone on to 38 off just 15 deliveries.
Yeah, without wanting to, you know, put the mockers on it in any way, it's a much easier game when it's over. You know, he's not actually playing for anything here, so he's very relaxed in the shoulders and clear in his head. Interesting that he's due to be going home after this test match for his turn to have a rest. Now he gets down and slog sweeps. There's a fielder out there. Goes one bounce to him. And in it comes. Lovely return from Kuldeep over the top of the stumps to R. Ashwin. Just a single there for Moeen Ali. So Broad will now be on the strike. It may be that Broad can defend two balls and then Moeen Ali can have a crack at Kuldeep. That'd certainly be the plan. Three men around the bat. Silly Point, Gully and Slip. Ashwin bowls. Broad goes forward. It hits his pad, so he keeps it out. It rolls out onto the leg side.
one ball to survive, and then we can, well, he can resume, as Gareth said, his seat in the house, which is the best one. Along with the umpire, Ashwin bowls again. It's short, spins, it's in. Ah, well, that was the old Karim ball, ripped back into his pad, and they appeal for a catch at Silly Point, but he didn't hit it. The ball was missing leg stump, so we're nicely set up for Moeen Ali against Kuldeep Yadav, assuming it is Kuldeep Yadav. Is that who Kohli's going to bowl? He's thinking, he's talking, he's looking, he's pointing.
Does he bring the seamer back, the fast bowler?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that Andrew McKenna's taking over commentary.
Thank you, Mark. I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting to get back on. You were, the way you were running through the tail there. One wicket for India to level this at one all. Dominated this from start to finish. And what a performance from them. 160 for 9 they have England in their second innings. But what an innings from Moeen Ali. 39 not out from 16 balls faced. Some late entertainment. But Virat Kohli is getting his troops in the right place, because it is going to be Kuldeep to continue. Gareth Batty.
Just shows it's sometimes nice playing without consequence. The game is gone here. But it's just freeing Moeen Ali up. He's no tension in his body. He's giving the full swing of the bat and showing what a wonderfully gifted player he is.
So Kuldeep then, left arm wrist spin over the wicket. Moeen comes down the pitch and drives him gloriously along the floor through the covers for four. Moeen is into the 40s, 43 from 17.
But that is, for me, that's his best shot. Absolutely beautiful. So controlled. Used his feet, shimmied down the pitch. Absolutely right under his eye level. Just very wristy through the offside with the spin. Oh, magnificent shot that from Moeen.
Beautiful. It's how he's turned his body. He's turned his right side in to get that angle through that offside. Beautiful shot.
Kuldeep in for the 18th ball of Moeen's innings. He's come down the pitch. He's missed it. He's stumped. It's game over. Moeen Ali shakes hands with Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli and Ajinkya Rahane, and the game is done. India win by 317 runs. As Moeen Ali came down the pitch, didn't quite get there. It spun past the outside edge of his bat as he was looking to launch another one into the stand. And England are bowled out for 164 in 54 overs and two balls. And the series is level at 1-1 after the two matches in Chennai.
Well, it was good while it was lasted, watching Moeen Ali strike the ball. But it's always going to be an Irish play when the ball is turning and bouncing as much as it has. He got nowhere near it. A vicious turn past Moeen Ali. He didn't even try and get back, because Rishabh Pant just took the ball and took the bails off. And it's game over for England. The series is level at 1-1. India win by 317 runs. They've totally outplayed England. They've had some magnificent individual performances, and a much-needed win for Virat Kohli as captain of India as well. Well played, R. Ashwin. A magnificent game he's had. And let's not forget Rohit Sharma, 161 in that first innings that set up this victory.
Gareth Batty, it was another excellent piece of spin bowling in the end that did the trick. Moeen goes down and Pant just ripped one past his outside edge.
Yeah, smart bowling. He didn't keep it in that sort of tram lines that we see when we have DRS up. He bowled it outside that. So by that, I mean he gets it outside the batter's eye line. Also brings in the rough. Also makes it so much harder for a batter to get close to the ball and have a far greater chance of lessening the risk. It was smart bowling. A good take, because it spun from that rough and went even wider from Pant. But as Goffey said, Moeen didn't even try and get back in the end. It was sort of, OK, I've been done, and that's the game done. A wonderful performance from India. I would say almost opposites of the first test match. England were completely dominant in the first. India have been completely dominant now. The series is wide open.
In terms of winning matches by runs, this is actually India's biggest win against England. 317 runs, beating the victory at Headingley back in 1986 when they won by 279 runs. And it's their biggest margin of victory at Chennai in terms of runs as well, beating the game that they won against the West Indies back in 1988. That was 255 runs. So it gives you just some sort of context, if you like, of just how dominant India have been in this match. Let's just take you through the scorecard of the second innings then. India, of course, set England 482 nominally to win this match. Rory Burns was caught by Kohli off the bowling of Ashwin for 25. Dom Sibley, LBW, to Akshar for 3. It was Dan Lawrence, stumped by Pant today off the bowling of Ashwin for 26. That was the first ball that Ashwin bowled today. Jack Leach, of course, the night watchman last night, was caught by Sharma off the bowling of Patel for a duck. Joe Root, 33. Ben Stokes, 8. Ollie Pope, 12. Ben Folkes, 2. Moeen Ali, 43 from 18. And was pressing, actually, for the world record for the fastest 50 in Test cricket. That stands at 21 balls. Misbah Ul Haq has the record there, but he was unable to complete it. Ollie Stone was LBW for a duck. Stuart Broad, 5 not out in the end. And the bowling figures. Ishant Sharma finished with 0 for 13 from 6 overs. Akshar Patel, 5 for 60 from 21. Ravichandran Ashwin, 3 for 53 from 18. Mohammad Siraj, 0 for 6 from 3. And Kuldeep Yadav only bowled 6 overs and 2 balls. He ended up with 2 for 25 with 1 maiden. To wrap this game up, and as we say, we're now completed in Chennai. It's all changed as everything now heads up to Ahmedabad. Different venue, different conditions, because of course it will be a day-night test. And I'm sure during the following on podcast, it's been all sorts of talk about different England team, because different players are coming in, different players are going. But just a quick thought on that, Goffey and Gareth, at this stage, because I'm sure you'll get into that more with Mark in a minute. But do you see England making many changes?
Of course. They've made changes this game. There's going to be more changes. Like I said, the rumours around Moeen, we'll have to see if he is going to be going on for a rest before the white ball series, because it looks definitely as though they're prioritising the white ball over the red ball at this moment in time, with a few World Cups around the corner. So there could be a change there. We could see, obviously, Anderson and Archer are going to come back in. We could see Crawley, now he's fit again, come back into the side. Johnny Bairstow, I think, will definitely play. So there's going to be quite a few changes in the England side. For India, we know Bumrah's probably going to come back in, and that could be their only change. It just depends what if they play, go with three spinners in a pink test, and it'll just be Siraj will keep his place for Yadav.
So England's cricketers have lost the second test against India by 317 runs. Joe Root's side bowled out for just 164 in the second innings. The four-match series now level at one apiece. That defeat also ends England's six-game winning streak away from home. A reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider that you use. Plus, make sure you're watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. The players now have a little time off before we return for the third test. That's on the 24th of February, where once again, TalkSport 2 will be bringing you every ball live and exclusively.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.